The International Whaling Commission has voted to tighten the loophole which allows Japan to hunt for whales. The change was proposed at the Commission by Australia and New Zealand and opposed by Japan and other pro-whaling nations. The rule change won't affect this year's whale hunt, but will change the rules for the future. Rachel Mealy reports from Tokyo.
Japan has been using the scientific loophole to hunt for whales in the southern Pacific since the moratorium on whaling was passed in 1986. It's argued that its annual whale hunt is necessary to study whale numbers and make observations about them. Claire Bass from the Humane Society International says the rule change means Japan will have to provide more justification as to why it needs to kill the whales to study them.
It brings the IWC one step closer to be able to exercise real scrutiny and judgment over Japan's sham science.
This year, Japan's whalers returned from the Southern Ocean with 333 dead minke whales on board its vessels, arguing that because many of them were pregnant, the whale numbers in the Southern Ocean must be high. Greenpeace's whales expert John Frizzell says Japan will now have to meet a lot more criteria before it sets sail for the Southern Ocean each year, and it might be a disincentive to continue its whaling program.
What this resolution enables for the first time is to ensure that there is a clear description of the scientific rationale behind the permit, and then a chance for both the IWC scientists and its commissioners to comment on whether they actually believe that scientific rationalisation is true or not.
Australia's Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg has been in Slovenia lobbying for the change.
There was some strong opposition to our resolution, but with the support of the Europeans, the South Americans, the United States and others, we passed this resolution.
He says it's a big win for the conservation of whales.
So our message to Japan is you don't need to kill whales to study them. And we would hope that the scientific whaling in the Southern Ocean does not continue this year. It's up to Japan now to take the action that the international community would want them to take, namely to not go ahead with the hunt this year.
But the hunt could go ahead this year because the rule change won't apply immediately. Japan could still undertake its planned hunt using the same scientific permit it issued for itself last year. This is Rachel Mealy in Tokyo for AM.